Yeah, that's recent.
Yeah. What was that whole experience like? And you had some teammates there for it.
It was fun. It was a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to celebrate with some teammates and family and friends.
Does it change things at all? When you're thinking about, you know, being a player as a man, as a husband now?
Not a whole lot for me. You know, me and my wife been together for a while, so not a whole lot.
Rodney, there are different expectations for this team than there have been in a long time. Does it change the vibe going into camp at all, or is it just business as usual?
We take it one day at a time. You know, I think, you know, all our guys can say, you can't look too far ahead. You got to take it one day at a time, stay in the moment, one meeting at a time, one practice at a time, because, you know, looking that far down the road, the season is so long. So,
is it something you got to caution the young guys not to get caught up in, to get to, in hearing all the national talk?
We're constantly talking to them anyway, you know, just trying to bring them along. That's part of our job, is to bring the young guys along. It's part of your role as an older guy, is to bring the young guys along, and, you know, that happens constantly anyway.
Gabe was saying that his contract extension came through when he was at your bachelor party, and you couldn't get him to buy one dinner.
No, he was good. We was just trying to have a good time. I'm happy for him. He well deserved.
Yeah, and like, what was that experience like, seeing it all kind of come, you know, like with like you being there and obviously him working so hard to
get that? Yeah, it's definitely gratifying, I guess I could say, for you know, to see a young guy who's just been putting in work and just working and not focusing on anything else, just working, just trying to get better every day, it really makes me proud.
Is it nice to work at a place where they obviously value interior linemen with the way they paid you and Kelechi and all that?
Yeah. We're a big part. You know, everybody's a big part. Mm-hmm. But, you know, offensive line is unique. With you got to have five guys, you know, working together, focusing on one thing. So, yeah.
Rodney, on that note, there's a report out that Donald's not going to show up because of contract issues. Have you spoken to him?
We've talked throughout the offseason. I haven't quite spoken to him today, but, you know, those things, you know, it's going to work itself out at some point.
Being the center of the team and or the offense and getting in your seventh year and the success the team had last year, how did it feel? I know you didn't go to where you want to go to, but the thing turned around, and it was a success partially of the offense and you being the center, mm-hmm. the man in the middle. How did that feel?
It just, you know, honestly, it just gets you, keeps you hungry, you know, to take that next step, you know, to go farther and win, you know. Like I said, we're taking it a day at a time, though, not looking towards, you know, 10 weeks from now or 5 weeks from now or tomorrow. We're focusing on today and focusing on getting better and focus on what we need to do.
How much pride do you guys take in the offensive line, knowing that, you know, if you give him time, he can tear anybody apart?
Take a lot of pride in it, man. You know, it's part of our job, man. So, you know, to play at this level, you got to love it. You just can't like to play. You got to love to play. You know, we take a lot of pride in it.
You haven't seen Marshawn block for him, I guess, in pads yet. How eager are you a couple of days from now when he gets in pads just to see how he really does his thing?
Oh, very, very eager. He's gonna do real well for us. Excited to have him. Looking forward to working with him.
This is probably hard to put into words, but to you as a center, what is Donald Penn's value to this offensive line?
You know, he's been a big part of us for the last. I've been here 2 years, and he's played well. And like I said, with whatever's going on, they're gonna work itself out. Usually, how it goes.
To see Austin leave, how tough is that? He's been a guy
that's
been out there with
you. That's the, you know, tough part about this business. You know, it's so much turnover every year, and that's just tough part about it. It's part of it. Unfortunately, we wish him well.
Tough question, but can you put your finger on, or is it for three reasons why the O-line has had that success last year?
You said three reasons?
Yeah, I'm just – it's a tough question because, you know, you guys run block well, you pass block well, you made adjustments when the defense – after the defense, there's so many, you know, there's so many things out there. Yeah. But in your own words, can you pinpoint it on why you guys –
I go, you know, first of all, we're coached really well. We have, you know, some really good players in the room, you know, and I think the most important part is – we all work well together. You know, that's the big part. It's not about one guy playing well or four guys playing well. It's about five guys playing well, communicating, which I think we do really well off the field. You know, communicate with each other, how the other person sees it. Like I said, Coach Tice does a great job with us. And, you know, we're also surrounded by some really good skill players. They help us out a lot.
Rodney,
with the changes that have come with the new offensive coordinator? Have there been any like major changes, or has it just been subtle enough that it's almost like the evolution of the same offense?
I mean, I think every coach is different. You know, every coach is different, but you know, football is football as far as plays being ran or whatnot. I know for us, I won't speak for a skill position or nothing, but you know, it's been a good transition. We're excited.
A lot of buzz about the team right now. Is that fun to hear? Something you tune out, or what's your reaction to all the buzz and Super Bowl talk?
I don't really watch a lot of TV like that, so I don't really focus on it too much. Like I said, just focusing on one day at a time. You know, being in it for a few years now, you know, that's something that I've learned. Is, you know, you can't look too far ahead. You know, you got to focus on what's now and take that task at hand, what you got to do today.
Thank you.